Craig Ritchie's online. Morning to you, Craig.
G'day, Andrew. How's things?
Yeah, very well, mate. How you been?
Terrific.
I've got to ask you, how's Kate? Kate Nipperis.
Very well. Very well. She's making good progress. Yesterday, she's been on the walking frame. She is learning to go on the crutches. She's pretty independent on the walking frame, so she's kind of making that transition at the moment. And she's undergoing at Lidcombe, a place called Walk On. They have her on a treadmill, supported on a treadmill, but they're trying to basically just teach her legs what they're supposed to do again.
Yeah.
And yesterday she showed signs for the first time that her legs were doing that almost independently, which is a huge step. Long way to go, but
yep.
Still a big step.
Well, that's massive compared to where Kate was. We spoke to her about 3 weeks ago, and she was really upbeat about the future. But literally every step is a good one, isn't it?
100%. That's right.
Yep. Good luck with that. Sultan of Swing, you've taken over from Sean. Was it hard to convince Sean to leave the horse here?
Oh, mate, I'm sure he knew I could improve it.
That'll get back brotherly love, Craig.
Sean was up in Queensland, obviously, with this horse and one or two others. I think he was more confident with the other filly that he had out there, but she didn't settle in as well, and this bloke wasn't coping with the tracks up there. So he was packing up and going home. So it was just, and there was nothing at home for this horse, hence the fact he raced here a fortnight ago in a race that did suit him. And he raced very well, of course.
He did. It was a really strong, powerful finish. And looking back at some of that New Zealand form, you know, we expected something like that. And up in Brisbane, not everything worked out all right up there. But getting back onto a firm track the other day, which makes you, I guess, a bit nervous tomorrow.
Definitely. Particularly being up in Trip, for sure. Because we're still unsure whether he'll get the 10 furlongs. And he's up in grade as well. He is obviously down in weight, particularly with Jimmy's claim. But it's a certain certainly a concern. Yeah.
How's the horse trained on?
Oh, he's flying. Look, he's a ripper to train. He's sound. He's easy to train. He's a great doer. He's very straightforward. Obviously, he came to me very fit and healthy. There was, you know, I haven't had to do much with him. Just keep him ticking over as he is, and he's as good today as he was going into that last race at Rosehill.
Yeah. So just for you is we want this ground just to improve a little bit and hopefully maybe, you know, who knows about a 7. It's currently a heavy 8, penetrometer 5.97. That's come down a fraction, but we're still in that heavy range.
That's right. Look, if it's a 7, we'll likely run. If it's an 8, I'm not sure.
Okay.
So we'll just have to see, because it is a bit of a question mark. That being said, there doesn't seem to be a lot for him in the immediate future. So we may be forced, but I'll be consulting with Sean and with the clients in Hong Kong, and we'll make a decision.
Okay. Is there something else? As you say, there's not a lot of options, so you may have to go. But anyway, we'll wait and see. Let's hope it improves a little bit, given what we're, you know, there's not a lot of warmth around. That's the concern, isn't there?
No, well, that's right. It's certainly, I don't even think it's going to get to 20 degrees today.
No.
Overcast, and there's a chance of a shower, I think, tomorrow afternoon. But
But
if it can just come back that one point. That being said, obviously, the range of slow and heavy tracks Australia compared to New Zealand certainly significantly different. So that works in our favour.
We'll wait and see what the next 24 hours brings. Thanks for your time. Good luck with that. We'll wait and see what the decision is tomorrow morning.
Ripper. Thanks, Andrew.
Thanks a lot, Craig.